Thousands of Bahrainis have turned out to mourn another protester killed by Saudi-backed regime forces. The 27-year-old died when police fired tear gas at a group of protesters. Bahrainis voiced their outrage at the ruling Al Khalifa and the Saudi monarchy for the killings. A UN report says Israeli settlers are limiting or preventing Palestinian access to water. They've taken over dozens of natural springs in the occupied West Bank. The report says Palestinians are barred from reaching the springs by acts of intimidation, threats and violence. The U.S. National Security Agency is building a $2 billion spy center in Utah. The center will sift through all electronic communications across the world, including those made by American citizens. It's designed to intercept, decipher, analyze, and store vast swaths of communications. Four people, including three children, have been killed in a shooting spree outside a Jewish school in southwestern France. Witnesses say the gunman fled the scene on a motorbike. The attack comes just days after three paratroopers were killed by a man riding a motorbike in the same region. Egyptian civil servants have demonstrated outside the city council in the capital, Cairo. The protesters are calling for the dismissal of the prosecutor general. They also demand higher pay and better working conditions. Some of the protesters have recently lost their jobs. The International Criminal Court has called on Mauritania to hand over the former Libyan intelligence chief. Abdullah Senoussi was arrested in Mauritania's capital, Nouakchott, late on Friday. The ICC has indicted him on charges of war crimes in Libya. Libya also demands his extradition. Indonesian police have killed five suspected militants in the resort island of Bali. Counter-terrorism officials say the men were planning attacks on several targets. Police have stepped up security ahead of the Hindu New Year on Friday. In 2002, more than 200 people were killed in Bali bombings. And Iranians are preparing to welcome the Persian New Year, Nowruz. This year, the special day falls on March the 20th, the first day of the year in the Iranian solar calendar. In addition to Iran, Nowruz is celebrated by over 300 million people in many other communities and countries.